Friends. Just friends. Yes, you are very welcome to this week's Jen's Friends, while they settled themselves in the seats because they were late coming in. No, they might not have been late. You are in for a treat because this week Jen's friends are Leon Jupp and Sharon Mannion. Lads, how's it going?
Hello, Jen. How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you.
It says here you're a comedian, Sharon.
Yeah, I've seen that written down. I must get that looked at.
Leon from the Black and Irish podcast, as we know, an absolute legend, and always knocking around to be a Jen's friend.
Always knocking around. I haven't left the building since the last one.
You give him a much nicer intro,
I know, Jen. I know.
That's because we're actually friends.
How are yous?
Ah, grand. Enjoying the sunshine?
Ah, listen, thanks for coming in, especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
But I had to get you in because we had such good chats this week about different topics. People got texting in and calling in about loads of different things. But we were talking about holidays yesterday, right? Because Beto da Silva, he does the new music show. He's going on his first ever holiday, Sharon.
Mad.
Ever holiday.
Ever.
First ever.
What?
Not only that, he's going on his first ever holiday and he's going with a girlfriend he's gone out with a year.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh God, Liam. Why would you? I thought this is going to be totally
fine.
No.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a nightmare. Positive.
I think so. Has he never been on any holiday before?
No.
What's wrong with him?
He's a workaholic. You know those people.
No, he definitely seems like he's stable anyway. So that's good. I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. And does he live with his girlfriend? Or?
No.
Oh, dear.
No. Okay.
Well, listen, they'll have a nice 2.5 days and then the rest will be a disaster. Yeah. So,
I say
enjoy the first couple of days before the wheels come off.
It came off on a holiday with you. Is that right, Leon? Tell us about this European adventure in love lead to a flight home alone.
Absolutely. I went interrailing in 2015 and I ended up breaking up while we were
interrailing.
That's it. And like, it was just after we were in Ljubljana in Slovenia, which is the city of love. It was an absolute nightmare. The first couple of days, as you said, it was great. But
2.5 days, 2.5 days. Just call me Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Came off the rails.
So you broke up in the middle. Would you not at least wait till you got back?
Oh, no, I couldn't wait. The arguments were just a bit too intense.
Wow.
Yeah. She wanted to do things. I wanted to do things. We couldn't agree on anything. Those led to just mad arguments. Like, do you know what I mean? I hate arguing. I'm like a real chicken. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, it's not nice.
So I was like, you know what? No, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm getting away from you. Blah, blah, blah.
And
blah.
How did the rest of the holiday go?
Oh, I mean, like, it was...
Was it better? Was it a relief because you'd gone, well, this is not going
to
work.
No,
let's just be
no,
friends.
No, to be honest, because I went to her and all her friends.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was your first mistake.
It was the worst
now.
Decision I probably could have made. Like,
well,
I mean,
the first mistake was to go into railing in the first place.
100%.
Not just go to a spa somewhere. But anyway, listen.
Idiot.
Yeah. I know. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So you must have a real fear of going on holidays
with
girlfriends.
Not at all, actually. On my last holiday.
On my last Honda Civic. Oh, yeah.
On my last holiday, I actually got engaged. We went to Tenerife and myself and my now fiancé got engaged. Now, I did it on the first day of a 10-day holiday because I didn't want to risk, doing it on the last day and her saying no. So I wanted to put a little bit of pressure on and, you know, ask her on the first day
so that she would have felt
awkward if she said no.
I got engaged on holiday, actually, and it was a disaster of a trip up to that point. I had to go emergency dental work.
Oh, dear.
Our bags got stolen. It was like the universe was just going, no, no, no. But anyway, we're still
together.
And you
said,
yes. Yeah, I said, yeah, go on. Yeah. What's that noise? It's just a fly buzzing. No, we're very happy together.
You
but
are.
He had the ring. He had the ring in Dax Wax. You know Dax Wax?
Oh,
he had
yeah.
it like... not in anything, just the ring. It's I don't know.
Mushed into the
Now
oh
he had took it out and cleaned it before he present. He didn't just present me with Dax Wax.
Great idea.
But he really didn't want me to find it. And fair enough.
Yeah.
The Dax Wax, I didn't go rooting in. Normally
no.
I would now, but yeah. I didn't on that
Does
trip.
He have a ring? Does he have a ring?
What's in there? What's in that gel?
But a lot of things you have to consider on a holiday, and it is an easy play. You really find out about that person, don't
mm-hmm.
you? What they like to do. Do they like to do activities? Do they like to chill by the pool? Are they big drinkers? Are
yeah.
they not? Do they have a gambling problem, which I discovered on my holiday with an ex? Not great.
Oh, not good.
Also, are they the type of people that steal from the breakfast buffet?
Oh, hello, Jen. I think you're looking at me. I am a huge advocate for... I wouldn't call it stealing, actually. I resent... That's the first thing. Objection, Your Honour. I object to that notion that it's stealing. It's not stealing. It's just taking what is rightfully yours if you're an incredibly hungry person at breakfast, which I am. Now, I should say, this is where my lovely husband has been a great influence in my life, because when we got together first, he was one of those that would be taken from the buffet and I was the one going, oh, God, oh, stop, oh. But I have come full circle, my friends, and now I do it like a pro. We went to Euro Disney really recently, and there was signs everywhere, don't take from the buffet, don't take, which I just saw as a challenge, frankly. Yeah. So you bring an empty handbag. It has to be empty. I'll put anything in there. I'll put cheese not rolled up in anything. I'll just stuff it in. I don't care. Yeah. The trick is you take everything to your plate from the first instance. You don't, none of this, you know, eat your breakfast and then decide to rob stuff. Sorry, take stuff. You have to start as you mean to go on. So you have to load up your plate with, like, you know, 12 croissants. Yeah, I know, I might eat these, and just gradually put them into the bag during your breakfast. Yeah. And then you go back to the room and you spill it all out and you go, yeah.
And you don't eat it.
You throw it in the bin because it's probably got E. coli, but still. It's the gratification of that big dirty haul of stuff. Yeah.
Can we go one step further? First of all, I can't believe they have signs in Euro Disney. Have you ever seen a sign? Don't take from the buffet. I've never seen a sign.
Yeah. In fairness, now we were in a cheapy hotel right beside the park. So, like, obviously everybody was like, let's just stock up here and not pay €40 for a bag of chips.
There goes our profit.
Yeah.
What about we get rid of the extra bag and just bring like a cooler bag? Because then the food is going to keep for longer and then you're straight to the park or the...
Yes. I mean, harder to do that subtly, I would argue.
Yeah, that's true.
You could, someone like you could work that as a fashion trend.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Paint a big G on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Gucci.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something.
People would love that. They'd be like, look at that.
I like these tips, but it is not stealing. It is taking what is rightfully yours.
Yeah, sure. If you sat there and, you know, you could stuff your face. Like, they don't know how hungry you are in the mornings.
I try and explain it by going, like, they're going to throw it out. They don't.
They don't throw it out. No.
But that's what I say to myself. They're going to throw it out. It's a waste. I hate waste.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing. It's climate change. It's good for the environment.
It's climate change.
Yeah.
Speaking of wasting stuff, we were talking about gifts and what you should and shouldn't bring to a party. This kicked off. Yeah. To a point, Dorina Allen was on the show.
Oh, go on, Dorina.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking about what to bring to a house party. I was like, oh,
relish, I suppose. She'd be bringing relish.
No, she asked me, did I have hens? I was like, what?
Excuse me?
What? I live in Dublin. Do you have hens? Oh, some eggs from your hens. She would tell me to make butter and make bread.
From the hens?
I was like, what planet do you live on?
She's barking up the wrong tree. She's trying to make butter from hens.
It was mad. It was mad. But what do you bring to a house party?
I mean, I do what everybody does. Well, it depends. If at Christmas, you know, the gift box at Christmas that you bring to certain neighbours, which is clearly, you know, everybody knows that it's just you go around your own gift boxes, you take out the things that you've received that you don't really want and you put them into another gift box and package them all up. So the dry biscuits and the sort of the gammy cheese. Everybody does that. Everybody knows. It's like the way we all pass around the same gift bag. You know what I mean? There's only three gift bags in existence. You just pass it and everybody knows. There's a hole in the bottom. It's fine. It might say it's for a baby boy and it says happy 40th, Julie. You know, and nobody cares. It's fine. No. It doesn't matter.
It's global. It's good for the environment.
Good for the environment. Yeah. Climate change. I'm all about that. Climate. You know, me. Gifts, bottle of Prosecco, I think, for a house party. I think that you can't go wrong with that.
Solid.
Now, I have made the mistake the whole when you go to a house when somebody has a baby.
Yeah.
You're kind of going, I mean, again, like, let's call a spade a spade. You just go to the shelf where you've put all the stuff that you've got over the years and go, grand, this 6 to 8 months, put that. But I did make the mistake once of giving a blanket to somebody who they had given it to me.
Oh.
So I had to pretend that was intentional because I thought that was a lovely idea that, you know, you gave it to me. And I give it to you, and so the circle of life continues.
It's for the environment.
It's the climate change.
That change, that covers everything.
Yeah.
Leon, you think your mother has the best neighbour in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Why?
So my mum's neighbour makes cheesecakes. Her name is Deborah. And I don't know.
Shout out to Deborah.
She must make these in like a witch's cauldron or something because they're absolutely laced.
Like, what kind? What kind of cheesecake?
Oh, like white chocolate, Nutella, like whatever kind of flavour you want. Like, do you know what I mean? So I'd be ringing my mum, like, here, mum, will you come in and ask Deborah for a cheesecake there and I'll come over and collect it. So I'm giving her a shout out here. Hopefully I can like bypass my mum now and just contact her.
Can we all have a cheesecake?
Directly.
Deborah, I
want to show us cheesecake. Your cheesecake, Deborah, will you?
Oh, they're whopper. Like, I've been to the US, I've been to Cheesecake Factory over there, and these cheesecakes that I get off Deborah are better.
Well,
than
if it's better than American cheesecake.
Deborah in Dublin. Deborah in Dublin. Her cheesecakes are better
than Deborah in Talla. Yeah.
Deborah and Tala's cheesecakes are apparently better than the Cheesecake Factory in America.
100%.
Holy
and
God.
I'll tell it. Like, I don't mind. Like,
maybe
I challenge people to try it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Come to America with me next week. Does she do it professionally? Is this a side
hustle? No, I think, I don't know. I think she just got into it. Like,
it's a side hustle.
Over COVID or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should make it a side hustle if it's not.
Is it just cheesecakes or does she?
Just cheesecakes.
Wow.
It's just,
I admire that level of focus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's perfecting the cheesecake.
Then you know it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when people branch out to other stuff, it's like when Gordon Ramsay goes into a restaurant and the worst thing he can have is a menu full of stuff because you're not doing anything right.
100%. Exactly.
But we know Deborah's good at the cheesecake because that's all she does.
I really want a cheesecake now.
Deborah, if you're listening, what is the key to a good cheesecake? Or if you know what the key to a good cheesecake is, 51552, I would love to hear from you. And we're going to talk about hockey in yourself in just a bit. We're going to take a little break. Yes, and this week, Jen's friends are Leon Jupp and Sharon Mannion.
God, it really is. It hurts you to say that.
No, I was going to give you your full titles, but I'll do that at the end because people know who you guys are.
Okay.
I want to talk about Wednesday's topic because we heard from listeners who had gone for they'd gone for their fitness kick, let's just say, you know, because fitness is life and all that, and they hockey themselves, they fell, they hurt themselves, they did something while they were out walking or lifting weights or whatever. Leon, you overdid it in two different sports actually when you were training. What happened when you went back to the octagon?
Yeah, so I was big into fitness when I was a lot younger and over my teen years and stuff, and
MMA.
Left it for a while. Yeah, went back to mixed martial arts and did a training session and it was grand. And I decided I was going to do a weightlifting session afterwards. So I had never done like proper weightlifting before. So I saw a fella doing deadlifts and I was like, oh, I can do that. So I went over to a long bar and was like, right, here we go. And I lifted in a twist and jerking motion and put me back out for like a month. And I was like too ashamed to kind of say it to anyone. So I like just gently like put the weight down, you know, scuttled back to the changing room, got dressed, got the Lewis home and then got into bed for like a week.
It's embarrassing.
But yeah, so that was the first time.
But it does sound good when you say, oh, what happened to you? And you're like, oh, just put my back out in the gym.
Yeah, lifting weights, man.
Instead of fell down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah, or like what's happening to me lately, which is just I'm sitting somewhere and I move my leg and I go, oh, my ankle. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know what that is.
But you can just, I have an injury from the gym.
I have a previous injury from my, my sporting days.
Yeah. But that's not the end. So, Leon, soccer then?
Yeah, went back to football then when I was 25. Thought it was deadly, like, do you know what I mean? Got straight into it. I was trying to do a couple of sessions a week to kind of get back fit and stuff like that. And I ended up with a thing called shin splint.
What's that?
It's just when the front of your shins are banjaxed and you can't do anything. Like, I could barely walk on them. It was really bad. Yeah, so those are my two times.
So you're like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Up.
No, we're finished.
Moral of the story is don't be putting yourself in jeopardy like that. Just sit down, have a cup of tea.
You were never likely to get an exercise injury.
But well, no, that's harsh.
But you had a good workplace one.
I did have a good workplace. Well, good, define good. I worked in a chicken factory and I stabbed myself with the knife. Now, I think it was a cry for help, actually, looking back. I mean, and I was only like 18. I worked in this chicken factory after the leave insert. You know, it was like, it was one of those, I think I was telling you about this before.
Yeah.
It was one of those that they were like, now you can only work here if you're not going to college now and you're just staying here full time. And we were all like,
this is your life.
Course, like, we've just done the leave and we want to work in the chicken factory forever and get the higher rate, thank you. Oh look, it's September, we're all going. But yeah, I was on the line, you know, scraping the bits of fat and stuff off chicken breasts, and I just stabbed myself in the finger. It was really bad. But I was kind of, you know, when you're young, you're sort of, well, I was too afraid to say anything, so I kind of just scuttled off like you, Leon. I just
scuttled
away, nearly passing out, getting paler by the second. into the changing room, just sort of held myself. And then it was time to go home and I just sort of left. And of course it was, you know, like, I mean, it was Roscommon in the late 90s. My mum wasn't going to bring me to A&E unless I was actually dying. So I probably did need stitches for the gaping wound that was there for a couple of weeks. But sure, I have a little scar still. And I live to tell the tale.
Yeah, you got out of that chicken factory.
And I still go back from time to time and have a little look in the windows.
We need to talk about birthdays. Yesterday, we were flat out talking about birthdays. We got lots of callers in touch about just the weird traditions. I started talking about the bumps. Remember getting the bumps in school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah. Horrific.
Horrific. Oh. Your school apparently used to prefer a deconstructed cake.
Yeah, I thought this was a thing everywhere, but like you'd get egged and floured. Like, you know, it was like
on
an IKEA
birthday.
Cake. Here, make it yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, so you would in secondary school now, not primary school.
Oh, that's okay.
Just to clarify. You'd spend the whole day of your birthday kind of just terrified, in a complete state of anxiety because what's lurking around the corner? Someone's going to egg you. Now, it was kind of, looking back, I think it was more, there was some sort of rules of engagement, as in it was mostly the lads who got the full on egged and floured, and the girls would like maybe get drenched with water, like you get water. But I remember getting glitter and things. I think I was being bullied actually. Now
I don't
know if it happened to anybody else. Yeah,
I don't think that's a thing. Yeah. Do they ever do anything nice for you?
Okay.
Leon, what about the time you went to a festival on your big day?
Oh yeah, so my girlfriend wrote to Independence saying, hey, it's my boyfriend's birthday this weekend, is there anything that you can do? And they're like, yeah, here's a festi hut, which is always like a little cool hut. And we were like, cool. So we rocked up and didn't bring any bedding with us because we thought there was going to be a full bed in there, but it was just two bunk beds. Like, I thought I was going back to Mount Joy when I walked into the room. Just two metal bunk beds, like, okay. And a little blue mattress. And we were like, okay, right, so we'll get bedding later on tonight. So we went and we enjoyed the day. And then it came to the end of the night. We were like, right, let's go get some bedding. So we went to one of those little, like, shops that are in the campsite. And I was like, two sleeping bags, please. And they were like, yeah, that's €30 cash. And I didn't have any cash. So I was like, oh, sorry, can I pay with card? They were like, no. You're going to have to go into the arena and get some cash out. So went back to the main arena. It was closed. Asked all my friends if they had any cash. None of them did. So I was like, right, we're going to just have to, you know, give it a try and sleep with our hoodies and all our clothes on.
Gosh.
So we went back. Myself and my girlfriend at the time, which is now my fiance, were freezing. We were frozen. Like, it was awful. Every stitch of clothing on us. So I kicked myself out of bed. I was like, I'm leaving here and I'm not coming back until I have two sleeping bags. So I went out and I went looking for other places and stuff like that. And I came to the point where I was like, enough. I went down to the shop again. I was like, listen, I'll give you my iPhone as a deposit if you give me two sleeping bags. I'll come back and I'll pay you cash in the morning. And your mom was like, yeah, all right then, go on. So he gave me two sleeping bags. I came back. I was like, yeah. It was like beating on my chest and all, thinking I was deadly, you know. So came back and we had an all right sleep then. So went and got cash in Mitchelstown then the next morning. And when I went back to pay the person, he was like, oh, it's grand. I heard about your story. It's fine. You can keep the money. You can keep the sleeping bags. So I was like, oh, that's so sound.
Did he give you back your iPhone?
Oh, he came back to you. Yeah, oh, I did. Yeah, I got the iPhone back as well.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
So yeah, it was a...
He just restored my faith in Scobes.
Now, do you know what he's done? He's made everybody listening going, I didn't realise if you emailed a festival, they would let you stay for free.
It was very lastminute.com. Like, you know,
thanks for the tip. It's my birthday, Electric Picnic.
Independence were so sound that weekend. Like,
That is deadly. But you're on a mission and you're on a mission to get that sleeping bag and you got that sleeping bag.
I got it.
And you got your phone back. And
I
you
wasn't
have
going
to pay.
Back.
Yes!
And, yeah.
Good for you.
Nothing better than a free sleeping bag. lads, thanks for coming in and being my friends. Comedian Sharon Mannion and Leon Jopp from the Black and Irish podcast. Thank you so much for spending your lovely... This is your summer. This is it now and you're here with
me
in this dungeon of a studio. Mm-hmm. You're off to EP?
We are, yeah. The Black and Irish podcast is on the Ah Here stage.
Have you done this before?
No, never. So
have
I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm really, really excited for it.
Okay, the Ah Here stage, you're on Friday?
Friday, 5 to 6.
That's a good time. Because not much is kicking off and it's good to go and you know, ease yourself into the festival by going and checking out you guys. Sharon, you've got your own festival on this Saturday.
I do, yeah. Just me and my garden. No. For the people of Knoll, we're doing a mini comedy festival out in the Seamus Ennis Centre in Knoll. gorgeous outdoor space that they have there.
Really?
Covered. So just, you know, in case it does lash down. But we have John Cleary, Ed Salmon, Martin Angolo, Grace Mulvey, myself. So yeah, that's Saturday in Knoll.
How do people get tickets?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Jen. It's the Seamus Ennis Centre website, which is tseac.ie.
Amazing.